This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I told you back at 8:25 that Scrim, the runaway dog, has been, I don't hate to say captured, that's kind of pejorative, has been returned, or at least returned to his rightful owner. His owner has been reunited with his owner, let's put it that way. And I was asking you about the penny, and some of y'all are saying making change for cash transactions will be a challenge without the penny. Somebody else says, so what do I do with all these pennies in this big Kentwood water jug, and how would that work? Would everything be rounded up to the nickel? Well, that's what that economist is going to talk to us about tomorrow, because he was talking about this 10 years ago, and it can cause some problems. I know back then when we brought it up, people were very, very against it. They said absolutely not. So we'll see what the economist has to say. We'll see what you think tomorrow as we talk more about that. Leslie Harris joins us now, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Council Member Harris?
I'm great, and I'm glad to see Scrim is reunited, I think is the right term.
That's what I would use, reunited, yeah. And the question now is, can you really keep Scrim with his owner? Can you? We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
Yeah. Tell me about your thoughts on the Super Bowl and the way everything happened in New Orleans and the handling of everything and so forth.
Yeah, I think it was a really great event. It was a safe Super Bowl. I took a walk down Bourbon Street and saw the purple carpet, which was interesting, set up by the Fox announcers. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there were any major incidents, and I saw a lot of law enforcement on the ground. So I think it was a great event. Everybody looked happy and celebratory, and I had a good time.
So let's talk about, did you go to a game?
I did not. No, I watched it with the puppies.
Yeah, how'd they enjoy it?
They loved it.
Good. Let's talk about the homeless situation in New Orleans and what happens now, because we had, of course, the governor got involved. The governor set up his, what do we call it, a transitional facility, I think he's calling it?
He's calling it the transition center, yes. And so the governor set it up, as you know, as a 2 to 3 month area for people who are experiencing homelessness. I have said repeatedly that I'm willing to work with the government, and the city is willing to work with the state on making sure that people are housed rapidly from that center. And I think that's the next step, is looking at how we can transition people from that center when it closes in 2 to 3 months.
What has been the result in that neighborhood? Do you know?
I know some anecdotal stories about people who have left the transition center ending up on people's porches. During the Super Bowl, when I was walking around, I did see people who were unhoused who had come back downtown. And so I think the neighbors in that neighborhood, and I've seen letters from them, would have like more communication about the setting up of that center. I think we all would have, because I think we could have done it in a more collaborative cheaper manner than how it's set up now.
We're on a little bit late. Let me pick it up here. We come back 8:50 talking to Councilmember Leslie Harris about the homeless situation in New Orleans and what happens from here. 8:50, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend, Councilmember Leslie Harris. A tweet out from the Causeway Police saying that the Causeway northbound, currently right lane only, speed limit's been reduced to 45. No motorcycles are allowed on the bridge at this time. Expect delays, so I thought I'd pass that along. Leslie, when it comes to the governor's transitional facility or whatever they're referring to it as, I know you weren't consulted. Has it proven to be a positive for homeless people and the situation in New Orleans or not?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's a wait and see situation. I can tell you that the proposal that we had presented to the governor's team before the transitional center opened was a proposal to house 375 individuals at a cost of about $21,000 per person. Mm-hmm. We know that in the 2 to 3 months that this transition center is open, the cost per housing 200 people or putting them in that transitional center is around $64,000. So we had a more less expensive but more sustainable plan in place that we presented to the governor's team. Again, I'm open to more conversation about how we implement that plan, and hopefully we can all sit down and just hammer it out. My concern, though, Tommy, is that what happens after the 2 to 3 months expires and the transitional center closes and the people who are there have no housing or other services?
When does that expire?
So the initial contract period was 2 months from, I think, January 11th. So we're looking at February, and then there was a three-month extension, so we would go into March.
So where'd that money come from?
The governor's money?
Yeah, they came from the...
We're unsure. There was a memo that we saw that the city of New Orleans might be charged for it. We certainly did not agree to that. And certainly we're not consulted about paying for this transitional center that was independently set up by the governor's people.
Yeah, you're a brilliant attorney, so you tell me. Can the city be on the hook for this if the governor set it up? Mm-hmm.
I don't think that we can be on the hook for something that was unilaterally set up without our consultation and our consent. I think, again, having sat at the table or being able to sit at the table with his team and talk through sustainable planning for our unhoused people, I think that's the way to go.
So with that in mind, sustainability, would this be something maybe, and again, you said wait and see, that you would like to see perhaps the state fund or the governor fund? And how much of an effect has it had, Leslie, on actually getting homeless people off the streets of New Orleans in general, or is it just in specific areas where, just to be honest about it, they don't want to be people to be seen? They don't want the homeless people to be seen.
Yeah, there were targeted places where people were taken from to put into the transitional center. The transitional center is just that. It's a temporary center. What we have in place in the city of New Orleans is to get people permanently housed with supportive services. That's the plan that works, and that's the plan that I would like to discuss with the governor. I don't think having this transitional center at a cost of $16 million per 3 months does anybody any good, does taxpayers any good, especially when there's no solid planning for what happens to the people when they leave the transitional center.
So to be clear, your plan is for those that are texting in?
The plan that we have put into place and implemented is to get people wraparound services with permanent supportive housing. So that means voucher in hand, getting them into apartments, making sure that they have caseworkers. And we've done that since the beginning of last year. We've housed around 800 people that way. Our point in time count is waiting to come out. That's a count that happens every year of the number of street homeless. But we believe that it's around 1,500 people as of last year. So 800 of those people were permanently housed through the City of New Orleans plan. There are about 170 people at the governor's transitional center. And again, at a very high cost for operation with very little services that we've seen.
Thank you, Councilmember Leslie Harris. I appreciate your time as always. Good luck with the puppies.
I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
All right, you bet. Ever dream of riding in a carnival parade? Well, WWL's got your tickets to roll with the crew of Argus on Mardi Gras Day. You can ride high atop a float with everything you need, costumes and throws for two, all free. Go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win the ride of a lifetime, powered by Honda of Covington and Mercedes-Benz of Covington. Back in a flash, we'll talk with Ollie Cosell about those Pelicans on WWL.